This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Denver is hiring the law firm of former President Joe Biden's White House counsel to defend the city from Republicans in Congress. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Denver is one of four cities facing a congressional probe over their immigrant, quote, sanctuary policies alongside Boston, Chicago, and New York. Now, Denver will pay up to $1,000 an hour for the help of a D.C. law firm, including former White House counsel Dana Remus. She'll help Mayor Mike Johnston testify in Washington next month, but the contract sets aside up to $2 million for a year of work if the inquiry continues. Congressional Republicans say they're rooting out laws that make it harder to deport undocumented immigrants. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A snowmobiler survived an avalanche on Vail Pass Monday after being buried for an hour. CPR's Dina Sieg.
After a friend couldn't locate the buried man with an avalanche beacon, he called 911, and the victim was still conscious when a rescue team dug him out. Ethan Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
Being buried for an hour and coming out alive, that is very unusual. You know, these guys get to go home to their families, and we don't have that grief and pain that ripples through their communities.
Green says the victim's use of an avalanche airbag, as well as his position and the softness of the snow, may have saved him. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver's new National Women's Soccer League team is looking for a name. The options include Denver Gold, Denver Elevate, Colorado Summit, and Colorado 14ers. Fans are invited to return feedback on those names and nominate names of their own on the team's website. The voting ends February 26th. The team starts play next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.